We are in Daf, Gimel, Amud Aleph. Shmuel Amar, Lasa Lebraisa Mikramei Masnisen. We had before how to paskin. We have the Baraisa, it says that an Adroigenes is Lechir Bei Chachomim Im Zochrim Nekeve. That is the memra of Rabbi Yossi. The Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon hold that an androgynous kohen that marries a bas yisrael, she's permitted to eat tumah. So we see that that he has a din of avadei zocher. And we heard Rav said, lesa lemas nisen mikami baraisa. We don't paskin like the Mishnah because we assume Hoda by Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi was Chayzer. And Shmuel said, Lesa le Baraisa mikame masnisen. We don't paskin like the Baraisa that holds an androgynous as a Sophic Zocha, Sophic Mekeve, mikame masnisen, because the Mishnah holds that an androgynous is a Vadei Zocha. So the Gemara asks, Adarabe, lesa lemas nisin mikame baraisa. We should not paskin like the Mishnah, who is Das, Rab Shimon and Rab Yossi, mikame baraisa, because the baraisa is a Das Yochid, that is machma, sofik zocha, sofik nekeve. Da shaminen leile shmuel, da chayish liyichido. Shmuel was chayish for a das yochid, so Shmuel should be chayish for the das yochid of the baraisa that says an androgynous is a sofik zoch, a sofik nekeve. So the Gemara says, "Hani mili kilei mis akro mas nisen." That what Shmuel is chayish for a das yochid, that's not if we're not oiker a mishneh. Abo ki mis akro mas nisen loy chayish. But here, in order to be chayish for das Rabbi Yossi in the Baraisa, we have to say for oiker what Rabbi Yossi said in the Mishnah. In the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi said that it's a vaday zocho. The Baraisa, he says it's a suffix zocho. So he never was chayish for a das yochid. If by doing that you have to be oiker the Mishnah. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, the chayish lichidoe, the Omar Shmuel b'hacholetz, Shmuel said in hacholetz, haloche ke Rabbi Yehuda b'shemeres yobom shekidesh ochiv es hachoysa. Shmuel said over there that we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, b'shemeres yobom shekidesh ochiv es hachoysa. That means as follows, that let's say that Rachel was falling Leibim to Reuven and Shimon, and then Shimon went and was Mekadosh Leah Achois Rachel. Shemeres Yovim Shekidosh Achiv Es Achois. So Rabbi Yehuda said, "Oimrim Loi Hamtein Acheyasa Achicha Maisa." We tell Shimon, "Don't make Nisuin till Reuven will make either Chalitza or Yibum." And that means that Rabbi Yehuda holds, I do not say that the Kiddushin that Shimon made makes Rachel an Erve D'Yeraisa, and therefore is nothing what to worry about. Leia is not anymore an Achoyse Kuke. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't say this. Rabbi Yehuda says we tell him Hamtein. And the Gemara says that Shmuel is chayish ledas yochid. The Mahoche amrina lo b'meseches Megillah b'perik ha-koyre. Let us see Taisvis, ki misakro mas nisin loy chayish. As even though Shmuel is chayish for a das yochid, but if this would mean to be oiker a mishnah for this das yochida, we don't say. V'yafal gav. So Tosfos asks, the kamo mishnayis soivreis the androgynous sofik. There are many mishnayis that hold that an androgynous is a sofik. So by passing like Rabbi Yossi the Braise, you're not being oikel kamo mishnayis. There are many mishnayis that hold an androgynous as a suffix. Pepek im loyhevi, b'mapeles, pepek alei lemumin. Mikol mokim, l'rab yoisi androgynous hu zocho, sha mishno hu iker min habarais. Haste, the din by us is, which Rabbi Yossi is the Rabbi Yossi that we should paskin like? That's the Shaila over here. We have here a Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah that says an androgynous is Avadei Zocha. We have a Rabbi Yossi in the Baraisa that says it's a Sofik Zocha, Sofik Nekei. But that is the deal. Which Rabbi Yossi should we paskin? And to paskin like Rabbi Yossi in the Baraisa, which is a Das Yochid, so that is oiker the Rabbi Yossi of the Mishnah. So that won't help us that there are other Tannoim that hold that an androgynous is a Sofik. The Gemara is Medayik later. The androgynous Lishmuel Zochahu. Later, the Gemara is medayik that Shmuel holds lahaloche that an androgynous is a zoch. Now, Tosfos had a problem. He says, if the whole din over here is what Rabbi Yossi holds, so it's very good. We assume that the Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah, that is the Rabbi Yossi that we have to paskin like. Fine. But later the Gemara says, the Gemara class of Shaila, how does Shmuel lahalocha hold? So the Gemara says, this the loy misakre bereise mikame masnisen. Now, that is only a birul if we want to figure out what Rabbi Yossi holds, so we assume Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah is an ikar. But if the Gemara wants to figure out how Shmuel holds lahaloche, so Shmuel lahaloche, he could very well hold that androgynous is a sofik, because there are many Mishnayis that hold androgynous is a sofik. So what is Pshat the Gemara further? Mikomakim daik shapir lakamon the androgynous lo Shmuel zochahu, avogav the kama Mishnayis sovri the sveikahave, dim ise, the Savar Kahanu Mishnayis, if Shmuel Lahalocha holds like these Mishnayis, Lahoya Oima the Lesser, the Braisa, the Kivin Shetaifis, Oiso, Svarika, Lelema, the Braisa, Wika Shemeres, Kainla Rabbi Yossi. That means if Lahalocha, Shmuel holds Lahalocha, and Androgynous is a suffix, so then we'll be Machi and Rabbi Yossi Gufa. Why should I say Rabbi Yossi is Shalai Alibi de Hilchase? So therefore, the Gemara says, if he said Le Misakre Masnissim Mikama Baraisa, so it seems Lahalocha he also holds an Androgynous is a Vadei Zoch. So the Vile in the Shaila, what Halochan Androgynous says, a Sofik or a Vadai. So the Vile we had, Rab said that it's a Sofik, Lesser Lamas Nisim Mikami Beraisi, and Shmuel said it's a Vadai Zocho. Omri Beirav. Now the Gemara is going to bring a memre from Omri Beirav. Now Omri Beirav is Rav Huna. Mishmei de Rav. Now Rav Huna Mishmei de Rav says, Halacha ke Rabbi Yossi ba'androgynous. We'll see in Rashi, this means that Omri Beirav paskins, not like the Rav we had before. No, he paskins Mishmei de Rav that Halacha ke Rabbi Yossi de Masnissin, that an androgynous is Avadei Zocho. So he paskins like Rabbi Yossi in Rabbi Shimon de Masnissin, uba Harkove, and by the Shaila of Harkove, he also paskins like Rabbi Yossi ve Rabbi Shimon, and I'm also going to explain this all soon. Ushmuel Omar bekushi ubekiddush. And Shmuel says, by the Machloikesin, by Kushi in Kiddush, we also paskin like Rabbi Yossi ve Rabbi Shimon. Let us see Rashi. Sagt Rashi, Halloche ke Rabbi Yossi, de Masnissen. That the Omri bei Rav is not like we had before, Bishmei de Rav is not like Rav before. He is paskening like Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah, the Androgynous is Avadi Zocha. The Omri bei Rav hainu Rav Hune, kiddele kamo. We'll see later in the Gemara at Beis that Omri bei Rav is Rav Hune. Upolig ada amoron la'el alibe de Rav, lesser lemasnisen, but the Gemara before said that according to Rav, we lesser lemasnisen mikame beraise. Rav Yankev puts two dots over here, and it starts a new dibur hamaso. Ubaharkove lekama meforish lo, b'chein kushi b'kiddush. Ubekulu, now all these four cases, that Rav Paskin, Omri bei Rav Paskin, like Rabbi Yossi, by Androgynous and by Harkovin, Shmuel Paskin, by Kushi Vekiddush, Ubekuli Airi Rab Shimon Bahadei. In all these four cases, we have Shitas Rabbi Yossi is, he holds like Rab Shimon. Hilker mistavre da Rabbi Yossi de Masnissen koi da Eiri Rab Shimon Bahadei. That means if we see that all these other psokim, Avar Kove and Kushi and Kiddush, they're all paskening like Rabbi Yossi ve Rab Shimon, so it's mistavre that the first psak that Omri Bei Rav said that we pasken like Rabbi Yossi by Androgynous means Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon of the Mishnah. That say Androgynous is about the Zohar. Now the Gemara is going to explain the Yunim which we are paskening. Androgynous Hodamor. But we pasken like Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon. Androgynous is about the Zohar. Hakove. This nan we learned in a Mishnah, a noitin, a person is not permitted to plant, ve'ein mavrichim, a person is not mavrich, mavrich is that one takes, bends a branch and puts a chelik tachas or adomo, and it starts grow, and then it goes out again, and the chelik that's tachas adomo becomes nishrash, and it starts growing from there. The ain markivim and one doesn't graft onto another tree. Erev shviyis poches mishloishim yoyim. Lifnei Rosh Hashanah. That one does not do any of these three pa'ulas, which eventually will bring out a gidul in shviyis. So if it was done 30 days, less than 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, so it comes out that it will start growing in Shviyas, from the pula that he had done before, it will start growing in Shviyas. So one is not permitted to do this. If he did do it less than 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, Yaakov, so is Mechuyev to be Oika the Netir, because he did a pula that is, brings about a Tchilas HaGidol B'Shviyis. Rab Yehuda Imer, Kol Harkove She'eino Keiletes B'Shloisha Yomim Shuv Eino Keiletes. Rab Yehuda says that this shear of 30 days is not necessary, because the klita is 3 days, after 3 days it becomes niklat. So memele, and if it's not niklat, then it'll never be niklat. So memele, 3 days, as long as it was planted, 3 days before Rosh Hashanah, it's also sufficient. Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon Oimrim Shtei Shabbosis. So, Hanegei Alonu, so this is how Harkove. He says, we have a machloikis in Harkove, how long, Netiye and Harkove and Avroche, how long does it take to be Niklat? We have a three-way machloikis, 30 days, 3 days, 2 weeks, and Rav Paskins, Rav Hunam, Rav Paskins, like Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon, that the Shia is 2 weeks. Now, Rav Nachman and Rabbi Barabua said as follows. The man, the Omar, that said that it takes 30 days before it becomes Niklat, so this has to be planted 60 days before Rosh Hashanah. The divrei ha'omer shloisha, the bar yoma that says it takes 3 days to be niklat, so shloisha shloishim, you need 33 days. The divrei ha'omer shtei shabosos, tzorich shtei shabosos u'shloisha. Now let us see, we have here machlekes Rashi and Tosfos, what Rab Nachman Omar Rabba Bar Ravua is saying. Let us see Rashi. Zok Rashi. Yaker de kakoto bishvis, because if it was planted less than 30 days, so it'll be niklat bishvis. Deinakove keilethes pepoches mishloishim yoim, according to the Tanakam. Tzorich shloishim ushloishim. Now Rav Nachman and Rabbi Bar Ravua said, we need shloishim ushloishim. Kidei shetikloit shloishim lifnei shviyis, that you need 30 days, it should be niklat 30 days before shviyis. Dechol shloishim lifnei shviyis, kishviyis domi. Because the 30 days before shviyis has a loch of shviyis, denav klomi bechorish ubekotzer tishbois bemashkin beis ashloch. We'll come back to this Rashi in a minute. Gimel v'lamed, gimel l'klite, shatikloit koidim zman he'iso. Now, Rashi is telling us that Rav Nachman Amar Rabba Bar Ravua is being moisev on what the Mishnah is talking about. That means when one clears a shayla, till when is one permitted to plant before Shviyas? So there are two factors which have to be taken into consideration. Factor number one is how long will it take to be niklat? And now we have a three-way machlekes, 30 days, 3 days, 2 weeks. That's a three-way machlekes. That's one factor that has to be taken into consideration. Now there's another factor that has to be taken into consideration, that the Hilchis Shviyas start 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. So Memele, so that means whatever is not permissible to start growing in Shviyas, so Rashi tells us is not permissible to start growing in Tosfos Shviyas. So Memele, so the Mishnah, Einoitin Vein Mavrichin Vein Makivin, was speaking about one Shaila. What is this man Klite? And Rav Nachman Bar Ravua said, Rav Nachman and Rabbi Bar Ravua said, but there's another factor we have to be aware of, that Tosfos Shviyas Kishviyas, so that means we always have to be Magdim 30 days before Rosh Hashanah in order to make sure that it won't be Niklat in Tosfos Shviyas. That is the Ivra according to Rashi. Now, there are a few problems on this. Tosfos is chaylik on Rashi, but the Ivra of the Mishnah is shreklich. The Mishnah says, Ein noitin ve'ein mavrichin ve'ein markivin erev shviyis poches mishloishim yoim. So if the Mishnah would have stopped here, it wouldn't be too bad. So we say erev shviyis does not necessarily mean Elul erev shviyis. It means of. Because from Elul starts already Tosfos Shviyas, so that also is considered Erev Shviyas. But the Mishnah says Rocha Bitrak Tana Lifnei Rosh Hashanah. So the Mishnah said Klo that one has to make sure not to plant
less than 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. But if I plant 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, the Mishnah says it's good. And all of a sudden, Rav Nachman and Rabbi Barbu said, Chas v'sholem. This the Tais v'shviyis. So the Lashon HaMishnah is very shver. Baruch Hashem, I found the Melech Shloime and Mishnayis es this Kasha and Rashi. It's bitter. It's a Kasha. It's the Lashon of the Mishnah is Shreklich Dochuk. But that's one Ha'orah. We'll see, according to Tosfos, this problem is non-existent. I'd just like to say over a beautiful Ha'orah from the Oruch Haner. The Oruch Haner says, this is a very modern halacha, that one is not permitted to plant, let's say, 20 days before Rosh Hashanah. Let's forget about the Tais V'Shviyas problem. One is not permitted to plant 20 days before Rosh Hashanah because it's going to become Niklat in Shviyas. So he says, but I'm not doing anything then. He says, by Shabbos, a person will plant during the week. If you think it takes 3 days to be Niklat, so a person will plant something 3 days before Shabbos will be Niklat, and Shabbos will be a problem. So why by Shviyas is it different? That's the Oruch Haner's Ha'orah. So the Oruch Haner says a beautiful teretz. He says, because by Shabbos, the mitzvah tishbois that the person has to be a shavis. So if he plants 3 days before Shabbos, so Mamele, he's a shavis. Shabbos, it's Niklatzo, but he's a shavis. Masha ain came by Shviyas, he says, v'shav so ha'oretz, that the oretz has to be a shavis. So if a klita will occur in Shviyas, so already that is a chesaron in v'shav saha oretz. So mamela, that is why we have to make sure that the oretz should be a shavis. So you have to ensure that the klita comes before Shviyas. Fine. But then he asks amoyre dike ha'oretz. He asks, if that is the case, so why is there an issa klita on tais v'shviyas? Because by Tosfos Shviyas, Rashi says the makor of Tosfos Shviyas is mi bechorish ubekotzer tishbois. So by Tosfos Shviyas, the iser is that the person should be a shavis. And Tosfos Shviyas will be a shavis. Was geit meron that it's niklat in Tosfos Shviyas. This kasha doch on the ask, he says, al kolchach will have to say, according to Rashi, nu metzosim in amefeirish. That means that we should take the tishbois with a grain of salt, and the iser of Tosfos Shviyas is similar to the iser of Shviyas. And just like by Shviyas, there's a din v'shav saha oretz. And so what then by Tosfos Shviyas, there's also a din of v'shav saha oretz, even though the pasuk says tishbois. This is what Oruch Haner says. Let us see Tosfos. Halacha ke Rabbi Yosi ba'Androgynus. Now this was the member of Omri Beira. Perish bekunteris, the Rabbi Yosi de Masnisen posak. He paskin like Rabbi Yosi of the Mishnah. Bechol hanach mili de choshev hoche. Because by all the things that were paskening, that Omri Berav, Mishmei the Rav is paskening, that Shmuel is paskening, Androgynous, Harkove, Vekushi, Vekiddush, Kulam, Mishnai, Sein, Ba'eri, Abshimen, Bahadi, Rabbi Yosi, Ishma Minod, Androgynous, the Masnisen Koi, we're going under Androgynous of the Mishnah, because the Psak, by Androgynous is similar to the Psakim of Harkove and Kushi and Kiddush. Voy the Omri Berab Haino Ravune, Veshaminele Ravune Damale Kamon, Mishmei de Rav, Androgynous Chayoven Olov Skila Mishnei Mekaimis. So you see that he's a Vadai Zocher, there's a Chiev Skila Alt Bola Zocher, so you see that he holds it's a vaday zochel. Upligi ademorin al libe darav de lesser le mas nisim de koma de lesser Nemide koma de lesse mashme de sode ke bereise. Ke medagdik le kamon ade shmul, de sode ke rabiaisi de masnisim de koma lesse le bereise. This is lesse le bereise mikami de masnisim, so we see that shmul holds like the Mishnah. So if it's lesse le masnisim mikami bereise, means that the first rav holds like the bereise. Vahidem apela sova rav nami ke rav yoisi de bereise gabi tumtum vandrygene shero loivin oyoidem vashtem eroninu valibe de rav. The first Tosfos and Dama that brought down a Gemara in Mapelas. The Gemara in Mapelas says that if a androgynous saw loivin oyoidem shichvazera or dam, So Rav says over there that it's a sofik tomei. It's a, he's a zocher, the sheikh vazera is tomei. It's a nekeva, the dam is tomei. So Mamela we see, so that's the first Rav. And he holds, like the Bereis, it's a, an androgynous is a sofik zocher, sofik nekeva. Ledivrei ha'oimer shloishim, tzorech lamed ushloishim. Perish Rabbeinu Tam. So Rabbeinu Tam says, the lav ashviyiskoi. So he says, klo, not like Rashi. Rab Nachman of Rabba Baravu is not at all speaking about shviyis. The le'inyin netiye. That we were speaking about till now, leke tois v'shviyis less on nitiyanik letters betois v'shviyis fakelplein olchanel was moira. By nitiyah there's no such din of tois v'shviyis that it's not allowed to be niklat in tois v'shviyis. Elolinyin ola koma. He's talking about a new din. There's a haloche. By Olo, how do we count the 3 years of Olo? So the halacha is shloishim yoim bashone choshuv shone. That is a shear of shone rishone. So therefore, Rav Nachman and Rabba Baravu, the Mishnah is speaking about klite, and we have to make sure it's niklat before Rosh Hashanah, like the Pashas of the Mishnah says, because the Isur Gidul starts in Shviyas. So the Mishnah says you have to make sure it should be 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, another say 3 days before, another say 2 weeks before Rosh Hashanah, and finished. Gabi Shviyas, we know the halacha. It's either 30, 3, or 2 weeks before Rosh Hashanah. Now Rav Nachman and Rabba Baravu is speaking about a different halacha legamri. He's speaking about Hilchis Olo. Gabi Hilchis Olo, if a tree started growing, or a sapling started growing 30 days in a year, so we consider that this was 1 year already, Shloishim Yom B'Shana Choshev Shana. So Memele, so then when it starts the new year, we're starting the second year of the Shneis Olo. So Rav Nachman and Rabba Baravu has said, how much before the last month does he have to plant it in order to make sure that it grew a month in the previous year? So that's Tolin this Machloikis, according to the Tanakhama. So you need Shloishim or Shloishim. According to Rabbi Yudah, Shloishim, Shloishim. According to Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Shimon, you'll need Shtei Shvuos or Shloishim. That's what Rabbi Natam says. Beirish Rabbeinu Tam de lava shviyis koi. Vunye netiye leke tais vishviyis lasa netiye nikletes betais vishviyis. Alunye ola koma, vohi koma, le divre yoyme shloishim le klite, tzorech le gabi ola shloishim e shloishim. So Rav Nachman Baravu is speaking about a different halacha. Vohime ri, de sugye de perikame de Rosh Hashanah muchachas kein. From the sugya in Rosh Hashanah, we'll see klo not like Rashi, that we're not talking, this is speaking about Ola, before we're speaking about Shvius. Kabi hodisanya, echot aneiteya, vechot amavre, this is a baraisa, vechot amarkit, erev Shvius shloishim yoim lifnei Rosh Hashanah. So we're speaking about erev Shvius. Also loy shono. Now, if this was also loishone, well, now already we're talking about olo. Speaking about also loishone, we're talking about olo. Umut alakaimam bishvius, and now it's umut alakaim bishvius also. Vidayik, so now, let us, what did the Baraisa tell us? If a person planted 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, it's also loishone. So, and hanegei alonu is that you can start counting the shnois olo from the previous year. V'dayi kosum doloi mituk mekerabi lesa doma shloishim yoim bashonach shuvim shonach. So you can't say that this is going according to Rabbi Lezer, that you need, it has to grow 30 days. Mishum deladi day shloishim ushloishim boy. Then we would need 60 days, 30 days for Klita, and 30 days that she grew the previous year. Umuki lo keramaya. So the Gemara says that the Barais is going according to Rameya. The Omar Yem Echot Bishona Choshev Shona. Rameya holds that Lagabish Nois Olo Yem Echot Bishona, also Loishona can be from one day. The Yom Shloishim Oyla Lekan Elekan. So the 30th day, Erev Rosh Hashanah, so it's Niklat that day, and we consider that it's grew that day, and so it's considered that it grew a day in the previous year, and Yom Echad B'Shanah Kosov Shonin, and Oyla Lekan Elekan. Period. That is the Gemara. So the Gemara says that this Beraisa, that says one is permitted to plant 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, but also Rosh Hashanah. This cannot be going according to Rabbi Lezer, it's go according to Rameya. Vim Isa, Matosus Esther as follows. Vim Isa, the Rav Nachman, Omar Rabba Baravua, Ashvi is koi. If we'll say like Rashi, that Rav Nachman, Omar Rabba was koi of Ashvi is, is metuk mehidi echot aneiteye kerabeleze, plehis keratane, ele shloishim shnechshovim shona, va oison shloishim shel klite lehiske, kemoishi bemas nisen dein neutim de meise hiske lamet shel klite, beshiye shloishim shel a teisvis anechshovim shona. Now let us explain what Teisvis is asking on Rashi. According to Rashi, the Mishnah that says Ein Noitin Veim Avrich Veim Makivin Poches Mishloishim Yoim is speaking about the Zmanei Klita. How long does it take to be Niklat? We have a three-way Machloikis. Now, the Mishnah is telling us Hilchos Shviyos, and the Mishnah is only speaking about one factor in Hilchos Shviyos, what does man klita is. Now, that's modne. There's another factor to take in consideration. But according to Rashi, the Mishnah didn't speak about this factor. The Mishnah is speaking about the factor of klita, which is something you have to know about. Lemaise, what do you have to do? Rav Nachman Amar Rabba Bar Avuha said, you know, Lemaise, you can't learn, you have to learn this Mishnah with a grain of salt. It means the Mishnah is only speaking about this Zmanei Klita, but there's another Locha, Teisvus Shviyos Keshviyos, needs 60 days. But that in no way took away Pshat from the Mishnah. That means, according to Rashi, Rashi taught us that a Mishnah can redden halbe Welte. That means the Mishnah is speaking about one Nikude, which one has to know, but the Mishnah does not have to tell us all the Nikudas. You want to know all the Nikudas? We'll see later. We'll figure out later. The Mishnah is just telling us one Nikuda, which is important to know, Zmanei Klita. So according to Rashi, we have here another Mishnah. We have a Mishnah that's speaking about Olo. So this Mishnah says that, it's a Baraisa, I'm sorry. The Baraisa says, that echad aneitei vechad amavrich vechad amarkiv erev shvi shloishim yom lefnei Rosh Hashanah also loishana. So also loishana means that it's a year already. Umuta lakaimam b'shviyas. So now the Gemara had a kasha. How could it be a month? It's also loishana. There's another fact. There's man klita. How could you say a month is sufficient? It's a raya. The mission is not going according to Rabbi Lezer that holds you need a shloishim yom b'shana choshim shana. It's going according to Rameya. Why do you have to say that? Say the Mishnah et al bevelte. The Braisa et al bevelte. The Mishnah is speaking about how long as man do you need in the previous year in order to be called a year. So the Mishnah says you need 30 days in the year. And this Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Lezer. Now there's another problem. Man klita. We'll talk about that later. The Mishnah doesn't have to tell us all the factors in the halacha. According to Rashi, Rashi taught us, the Mishnah can read in halbe welte. The Mishnah speaks about one factor, and lemaisa, how the halacha stelt sich aveka, that we'll have to see later. But the Mishnah can innocently tell us one factor, and that's all. So maybe that Mishnah is also telling us one factor. Shloishim yoyim b'shone choshim shone. That's what the Mishnah is telling us. Adrabe, it is going according to Rabbi Lezer. And since the Gemara says no, it can't go according to Rabbi Lezer, so by Tais Rashi is wrong. That is Tais Rashi and Rashi. Al Kaponim, we had so far the Psak of Rav, Lagabi Androgynous, Lagabi Hakover. We paskin like Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yossi. Ushmul Omar, in two more cases we pass on Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Shimon, Bekushi Vekiddush. Now what does this mean? Kushi disna kama yehei kishuyo. Rabbi Meir oimer oya boim oy chamishim yoy. Rabbi Yud oimer daya chadosho. Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Shimon oimre men kishuyo iso mishtei shabosois. So we pass on like Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Shimon that the shir is 2 weeks. Now let us see Rashi. Kama yehei kishuyo. The kaim alone, benida de reise, hamekashe besoich yud alef shebein nida le nida. V'roye dam gimel yomim ritzufim machmasa vlodo eina bo lidei zivo liyeis triches sfiris zayin ikiyim ki yeledes bezoiv ale yemei tumas leide ki yeledes gredos. Now let's just explain a little bit what Rashi is saying over here. The halacha is, let's say when the isha starts seeing dam, so the first 7 days is the dam that she sees is dam nida. And it doesn't matter if she sees only the first day, a mashu, she sees all 7 days. She is a nida, and if she tables herself early yom ches, she's muta labailo. That's minatoire, that is permissible. Now we have a span of time, 11 days, shebein nida lenida. Now in this 11 day period, if she'll see dam, this dam is not considered dam nida, this dam is considered dam zive. And anegei alonu, if she'll see 3 consecutive days of dam zive, she becomes a zova gedoyla. And in order for her to become toher, she has to count shiva nikiyim. That is the din zive. Zive, the dam zive is from the yudal of yom shebein nida lenidim. Now, by a yodis, there's a unique halacha. A yodis that saw bimei zivoso, so she also becomes a zovo, and she also needs shiva nikim. But if the tzar havlad was goyrim deriyeh, So then she does not become a zove, and she does not need shiva nikiyim. Let us again see Rashi. The kaim olam benidah deraisa mekasha b'soich yud aleph. That means there were difficulties, there was tsar that came because of the vlad. And this was b'soich yud aleph shebeinidah lenidah. That means that this is as man that the dam that she sees should make her hazava. But the siba that she's seeing the dam is because of kishuk. V'roye dam gimul yomim retzufim machmas tzar v'lodo einay bo li deziva liyay sricha sfire zayin ikiyim ki yeledes bezayu. She does, if the tzar v'lodo was mesaviv the sri yezive, so she doesn't become a zov and she doesn't need zayin ikim. Eli yemei tumis leid ki ledes kredos, the sanya. We learned in the Baraisa, ki yozoiv zoiv domo, so the Gemara darshes domo, machmas atzle, machmas vlad. The kamo yehei ki shuyo, domrine machmas vladu, afilu mem oichamishim yoim koidim lady. So the Tana Kama holds 40 or 50 days before the lady. The Gemara says the nida is 50, so I say 40, 40 for a bria, 50 for a chalusha, al kaponim, in this span of time, if there was tsar, we are toile that the tsar came because of the vlad, and if there was dam zive, she does not become a zov and she doesn't need nikiyim. That is the svar of the Tanna Kamma. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Daya Chadosho Chodesh Tishi Sheyeledes Boy. Rabbi Yehuda says if this tsar was in the ninth month, not the ninth month of her ibo, but the ninth month of the Chodshei Hashana, so if there was tsar in the dam zive in this month, so that dam will not make her a zover. Upa'omim, now we're speaking about the ninth month, upa'omim shein yoysa miyoyim oyoymayim, it could sometimes be, that when we're speaking about michotche yashona, it could be she gave birth 2 days in the beginning of the ninth month of the chotche yashona. This could be the end of her ninth month, but in Chodshei Hashana, she gave birth 2 days after Rosh Chodesh. Now, if Kegoin Sheyolda Bebeis B'Chodesh. So if that is the case, Ein Avlad Metayer, so the Tzar Avlad is only Metayer, El Adomim Sheroso Mei Rosh Chodesh Ve'Eilach. So the domim that she saw from Rosh Chodesh, which was only 2 days, which Tamazai wouldn't make her a Zovah G'dayla, she'ein bo al yodoy leziva. So these 2 days cannot make her a Zovah. Im lo yirosa gimu yomim ritzufim kaidim Rosh Chodesh. That means if she saw a day before Rosh Chodesh and 2 days in Rosh Chodesh, she don't have 3 days ritzufim, because the last 2 days are machmas the vlad. The kasova Rabbi Yehuda shipura gorim. What's that shipura gorim? Shofer shebezden and toikim lekiddush achodesh gorim akishui. That brings about the kishui. Sometimes the kishui can be metar the kol achodesh kainim yolda b'seifre. Veina tara elo mizive. The tara that we are speaking about is only mizive. Avo minida ene metara b'mei nido. That means if the riyas dam was b'mei nido, so no difference if the dam nida was machmasatma, machmasavlodo, nida is a nida.
But in Tumas Zive, we have a loche that has to be Machmas Atzmo. Now, one more aloche. Vim sofso min hatzar somach loleide yemecho. If a complete day passed by, and the tzar stopped, is af mi zive loy toro, lehi yeledes bezoi betzicha zaynikim digole milsa tzar kam alav machmas vlato. That means, if this tzar stopped before the leide, and then it started again, so there was a 24-hour period that it stopped, so we see that the whole previous tzar is not machmas leide, and therefore it, the riyas dam, that the riyas zive that she saw before the svisa, that will make her azov. So Al Kaponim, here we have a psak of Shmuel that he passes like Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon by Kishui. Now what is Kiddush? Kiddush does not. HaMesachech Gafnei Al Gabai Tvuosei Shal Chaveri. If a person spread out his Gefen Al Gabai Tvuosei Shal Chaveri. So, Rav Meir says two halachas. Halacha number one, Reza Kiddush. That what the Gefen is Mesachech the Tvuah. So that's considered like there was a Gidl Bekloyim. And that's called Klaya Kerem. And the Tvuah, which will grow after the Shea Bittl, Reis of Masayim, so it becomes also Bahano, because it says by Klaikam Pentukdash, Areza Kiddush. Number one, he says that is sufficient, a Sichuch is sufficient to make it Kloim. Even though each one is Nizra B'moke Mache, but Al Kaponim, the Sichuch, this Irbuv of Sichuch is sufficient to make it Klaikam. Number one. In number two, V'chayiv Bachi Yusoy, Divrei Rav Meir. That the person who was Mesachech is a Mazik Bigarmi, and a male is Chayiv to pay. He asked Yenim's Tfuah, he's Mechayiv to pay for it. So the Meir is telling us two Chidushim. One Chidush in Hilchis Yeredeye, that it becomes also through Sichuch. Another Chidush in Hilchis Chayshe Mishpot, that Garmi is Chayiv to pay. Rabbi Yosi ve Rab Shimon Oimrim Ein Adam Oisa Dovo She'enei Shaloi. But it doesn't become also appeared, it doesn't become Kalayaker. Let us see Rashi. Kidesh Loshen Pentugdash Osa Tfuas Chaveiroi, number one. Vechayiv L'Shalim, number two, is Mechayiv to pay for it. Now, before we see the Taisvus and Anomad Aleph, let's just see the top Taisvus and Anomad Beis. So we'll appreciate what the machloik is between Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon and Rav Meir. Now, Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon said a very interesting halacha. In Adam, Oysa, Dovo, Sheinei, Shaloi. He can't asa Yanim's Tvuah. The imtaima, so Taisvah says, what kind of cheshben is this? Umayishna minaisin nevela oichela betavshul shal chaveiro shenes. So if a person will go and take a machol asura and put it in yenim stop, so say, no, the maisad of shayne shalai finished. So you be able to eat chaza, chas v'shalom. So it's also chazal. This is klaya kerem. It's growing klaya kerem. So what's the difference between klaya kerem and chazal? Va'imari the bedover hatoli b'machshavu the omachochi. We're speaking about something that the iser is not only dependent on a trukine matziv or metzias. No, you need a machshavu to create the iser. Kigoy, mishtachve lebehemes chaveire de seifperg beis de chulam. If a person wants to make yenim's behemen nevat,
So he wants to make Yenim's Baim and Avedah Zorah. Now, making it Nevad is your machshove, because you wanna be oived this behemoth. Now, who are you to be mechashiv to asa yenim's mamim? That means that if the machshove is a chelik of the oisa, then you need machshavas bailim. If someone else is machshove cannot create dinim on yenim's mamim. Da'afilu osa b'maise. Natais is a bigger chiddush. Kigoyin she'shochto. He shechted Yenim's behime la'avoydezore. So he made it takubis avoydezore. So again, there's two things here. There's the maise shchita, which is nothing. That's a kosher shchita. And then there's the machshava. I'm shechting it l'takubis. And then there is the machshava that we're shechting it l'takubis avoydezore. So that machshove, since you are not a bailim on Yenim's behemoth, so your machshove can asar up Yenim's behemoth. Okay, so that is by avodah zarah, which we understand readily. The iser kloyim namitoli b'machshove. The iser of kloyim, you need a nichusa that it should grow together. Not the mitzias of growing together makes it kloyim. You need that metzias plus a nechusa that it should grow together. Kediyamav b'meseches kloyim, misa kloyim nami toli b'machshav. Kediyamav b'meseches kloyim, gabi haroye yeret. So if a person said, k'she'agiya el ketenu, a person is in this field, he's being melakit the klaya kerem that he sees, and he takes his binoculars, and he sees all the way in the end of the field that there's a yerek growing in the kerem, and he says, kshagia, when I'll get to el ketenu. But it takes a long time to get there, as afilo hoisif masayim muta, because there was no nichuse that it should grow together. Fakarti, he wants to be like it, that it should not grow bekloy. What if he said l'she echzer el ketenu? What is if he said that he's there already? He says, now I won't be malaketed. Later, I'll come back, I'll be malaketed. So memela subshat is, you're here, you have the opportunity to be malaketed, and you're not malaketed. That is called Nichusen. Mitam ze mefosha benetam de noket ba goizel nisyayish himenu voloi godro. There it says, there it's speaking about mechitzas akerem shenifritzo. It's speaking about that you had on one side, akerem, on one side truim. And it wasn't Klaya Kerem, because there was a mechitza that was mavdal between the Kerem and the Tvur. Now it says, mechitza sa Kerem shenifritza oimrim loy gdoyr. So you tell the Bala Kerem, and Hilchus Choshen Mishpat, he's the one that's mechuyiv to make the gedda, you tell him, Rabid, the gedda broke, you have to make the gedda. Nisyayish eimenu v'loy godro, but if he decided he won't fix together, then it becomes also bano. Davke nisyayish, avoloy nisyayish, sheyoisik begeder, lehispik ligder atshayisiv mesayim lekiddish. So again, so Taisa says, we see from this that the iser of kloya kerem is totally in rotzayim nichusta, that it should grow together. If he's interested in being mavdol, the two entities, some of them, it's not called kloya kerem. So that is the machloikis. Rav Meir says that odom oiser dover she'enei sheloi, you don't need the machsheves habaylim. And Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon disagree. Now let us see Tosfos on Amud Aleph. Kiddush Disna. Now we have over here a Gemara that is speaking about Psak. the Gemara says that Shmuel says la aloche we paskin like Rab Yosi ve Rab Shimon that it does not become osa. So Taisu says afal gav de paskinin ba goizel ki after Rameir de doin dini de gamir. The Gemara na goizel kama says that we paskin like Rameir de doin dini gamir. So lochayre, this is problematic already. The Gemara na goizel says that the Mesachich is chayim. Our Gemara says it doesn't become kloyim. So we have a problem over here. Both Gemaras say the psak. So Taisa says, no, it's no stirim. Mikomakim evshed alochi krab yoisi bodakam oloi kiddush. In the Yeredeya dikishayle, grad in this case, didn't become asa, we pass kloyim krab yoisi. Because another maisa dovishayne shaloi. If it would have been Kiddush, so it's Chaybach Yusai. But also, like myself, the Machashmin, the Doin Dinid Gami. When you did it, Gami, who the Paskin, Kivosai Bauma, Bokalochi Kab Yasi, the Lai Kiddush. That means, God, in this Mishnah we have here, a combination of two halachas, a yiradei de kishayla and a chayshe mishma de kishayla. So the Gemara says in Hilchas chayshe mishma, if it does become asa, or when it does become asa, in a case similar to this, so the mesachich would be chayyeh, because we're doing dini de gami. But it's a bezundere shayla, does it become asa? Now we got paskin like Rabbi Yosi. Hamisachech, so Taisi says, who adin hazeireya? Kehuv did the maisi Rabbi Yosi b'seife. A fool, a person would go into the keren b'zerei in the keren, it's also mutter. Alonaka the mesach, mishmerbusi the rameya daf b'mesachech os. Not only it wasn't hazeireya, it was only mesachech, it also becomes us. Rabbi Yosi oimer. Beseife meise Rabbi Yosi, meise be'echot she zora kalme shal chavere. A person was zayreya be kalme shal chavere ve'hite Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva was mata, so we see from this, ein oda meise dove sheni shalom. Period. Now, in bezriyas tvue davi kloim de reise ite. So Taisa says like this, if we will assume that Rabbi Kiva was matter afilu kloim derais im kain hoda kama hoda mabakei metzute. So now, first Taisus wants to clarify what is pshat in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yosi brings down a maise that someone planted zroim bekalme shal chaveroi. Rabbi Kiva was matter kain. Chod Oma Bakay Mitzute, Maise Be'echot Shezore Kaume Shal Chaveiro Ismoda. Tomorrow tells such an incident. A person was Zeireya Be'kaume Shal Chaveiro Ismoda. Now, Smoda means that when the grapes are minute yet, it's in the Chanotodike process, that means he was Zeireya when the grapes were very small, and it grew. It grew as I... It grew beklayim. Now we have big, luscious grapes, which grew beklayim. So it says in the Gemara Menoches, v'osru chachomim es hazroim, they asad hazroim, v'hita hakfanim. They were mata the kfanim. They said hazroim are also, and the kfanim are muta. Umashme, Umashme, the Bishar Zroim, the Havid Rabbonin Ayri. It seems over there we're speaking about Shar Zroim. This Psak, the Sugi over there, it seems we're speaking about Haklaim the Rabbonin. The Havid Rabbonin. Avu Bekandas Veluf, Oy Hei Minim Shem Kloim the Reise, Oy Yoisrim Gam Hagfanim. Then we would ask the Kfanim, She'einam shel Zoireya. This is the Rishash's gear. So that doesn't belong to the Zoireya. Bekitza, we have here a Gemara Menoches that says as follows. By climb the Rabbonon, we ask the Zchoim. By climb the Reise, we ask the Kfanim. Imkai. So now we have a Gemara Menoches that says by climb the Reise, we ask the Kfanim. Now we have here a Mishneh in Rabbi Yisrael bin Sum Rabbi Kiva by climb the rise, so we do not ask the kfan. And can we also hear the menachas Rabbi Yisrael? Afal gav the posik Shmuel kebosai, even though Shmuel paskan at Rabbi Yisrael, el karabonon, it's going to go into Rabbonon and hold on the moise and over Shem Yisraeloi. Vavuna marabo menami bisomertenu loche ki Rabbi Yisrael. He says, so we have the guess, even though Shmuel Paskin like Rabbi Yossi, but there are Poskim that don't hold like Rabbi Yossi, and Yenigma is going not like Rabbi Yossi. For hod loimuki osam ke Rabbi Yossi. Why did the Gemara say that it's going not according to Rabbi Yossi? Moshe is a hoshtik teira, that climbed the Rabbon and climbed the Reise, the Kfanim, but also be Yossi. The name of the Tiru Akfonim afilo be climbed the Reise. Einu mishum de kesover, the Rabbi Yosef alos roim mitom, kvide minatoi, no de moisa, kvide minatoi, aina dovo shayne shaloi, ein kan kloim vakel muta. He says, the Gemara says like this, the Gemara, the Taisva says, that's, the Gemara started off by saying that they asked this roim. According to Rabbi Yosef, never asked this roim. If you need an ichusa of bailim in order for it to become klayakarim, and on the, so even though these are his zroim, but klayim, there are two factors to make a klayim. You need kfanim and zroim. So since his nichusa does not help, because he's not a bailim on the kfanim, so the zroim would also be mutter. Now, if the Gemara says over there that they asked the Zroim, you see, Klo, this is not like Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon. This is according to the Chachamim, according to Ramei, that although the Maisa Dover Shein is Shalom. And therefore the Gemara says, so this, that what they differentiated on the Zroim, or something, Kfanim Amuta, that's the Avkama, climb the Rabbonim, climb the Reise, both are awesome. Now, the Gemara says further, Iboyilu. Now, we heard already some psokim, what Rav holds by Androgynous, and by Hakove, what Shmuel holds by Kishui and Kiddush. Iboyilu. By Androgynous, Mali Omar Shmuel. What does Shmuel hold by Androgynous? Gemara says, Omar Shmuel, Toshmad, Omar Shmuel, Arav Onon, Lesel, Baraisa, Mikami, Masnisa. But we don't paskin like the Baraisa. So that means Shmuel also holds that Shmuel also holds that an androgynous is Abadai Zohar. If someone asked me Ha'ore, that's me like to say a little pshat here, someone asked me Ha'ore. So the kids of the Gemara saying, that Shmuel paskins like Rabbi Yossi, that's about the Zohar. Androgynous is about the Zohar. So Lechaire, we had over here a whole list. Rav said, Omri Beirav, which is Ravuna Marav, says, Haloche, by Androgynous, and by Harkove, we paskin like Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon. And Shmuel says, we paskin by Kishu in Kiddush, like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Shimon. Now the Gemara says, what does he hold by Dreamus? He also holds like Rav. He also paskins like Rabbi Yosef. So Lechere, when the Gemara before brought down the Psak, so why couldn't we combine, why didn't Shmuel also say this? Halachik Rabbi Yosef. Why did, we have to bring a Rai, oh Shmuel also holds like this, so why? Why when they brought down these halachas, so why didn't Shmuel say halachic Rabbi Yosef? We have to bring it up from a chesbon. So that's the chmir, the pshat is as follows. And Tosfos mentioned this on Amud Aleph. This whole sugya on Amud Aleph was we had here fashidin machlokes of Tanoim. And And in four cases, we paskin like Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon. Rav paskin Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Shimon by Androgynous and Akove, and Shmuel paskin by Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon by Kishui and Kiddush. Fine. Now, the Gemara asks Akasha, what does Shmuel hold by Androgynous? So the Gemara says, no, Shmuel holds is a Zohar. Because Shmuel said, that's what Shmuel said. So we see he paskins like the Mishnah. Now, let us just remind ourselves what the Gemara said in the Medalf. We started this Gemara. The Gemara asked Akasha and Shmuel, so you should paskin lechumra like the Bereise, that an androgynous is a sofik zocher, sofik mekabel. And that he said, no, misakra masnisin, don't do that. So memela, no, lesser lebraisa mikami masnisin. So since it's misakra masnisin, we say lesser lebraisa mikami masnisin. Now we see from the whole shakla vitaria, the Gemara had, we have a Mishneh, Rab Shimon and Rab Yossi. The Gemara asked Akasha, Shmuel, why didn't you pass like Rab Yossi? He's a das yochid. That means the Gemara's kasha was you should pass like the Bereise, not like Rab Shimon of Rab Yosi who are Arabim, but you should paskin like Rab Yosi because you're chashin el yichidoi. You should paskin like Rab Yosi. And Rab Yosi in the Bereise is a yichidoi. So you should paskin like Rab Yosi. That was the Gemara's kasha. So he says, you're right. The Shitosa should paskin, but there's another fact over here. Lesser liberaisa mikami ma, the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yossi says, fakert. So memele, so therefore we cancel out the beraisa of Rabbi Yossi is canceled out because of the Mishnah of Rabbi Yossi. Fakert, because of the Mishnah of Rabbi Yossi. So we paskin like Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah. Shmuel did not paskin that an androgynous is a zocher because Rab Shimon and Rab Yossi hold that he's a vaday zocher. Faker, Shmuel is handling Rab Yossi alone. If there wouldn't be such a klal that lesser lebraisa mikame masnisin is paskin like Rab Yossi in the braisa, boom faker, not like Rab Shimon and Rab Yossi in the Mishnah, because he's chayish lechidoy lechumre. So Fakert is paskening like Rabbi Yossi. And, but he doesn't pasken like Rabbi Yossi from the Bereise because lesser le Bereise mikami masnisen. So that's why I don't pasken like Rabbi Yossi in the Bereise. I pasken like Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah. But the reason he pasken is because he paskens like Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah because lesser le Bereise mikami masnisen. So the reason of the psak is not because Rabbi Shimon also holds like Rabbi Yossi. He's working with a Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi in the Bereise. That's what he's working with. So this is no shaykhis at all with Ahmed Aleph. Ahmed Aleph, we are speaking about four cases where they're paskening like Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon. We're paskening like this pair of Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon. So on that, we have the two psokim of Rav Huna Marav. That will be paskin at Rabbi Yossi by Rabbi Shimon by androgynous and by Akove, and Shmuel says we paskin at Rabbi Yossi by Rabbi Shimon by Kishui and by Kiddush. But Nadigma says, "Abel Aloch, what is Shmuel by androgynous? He got also Aloch. It's also a zocher vade, but it doesn't belong in this settle over here because he paskins that it's a zocher vade because lesser lebraisa mikami masnisa." And I would just like to be Messiah with a shtickel ha'ore. Shmuel said two things we paskin like Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yossi, and the last thing was Kiddush. That we hold like Kiddush. So l'chayre, here Rabbi Meir is the machma. Rabbi Meir says, Adam oisadov v'sheini shaloi. Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon hold, ain Adam oisadov v'sheini shaloi. So why did the Gemara skakasha Shmuel holds chashin elichidoi? So why does he pass now at Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon?